Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring one of our favorite folks back on the show, Dr. William Dunkelberg. Bill Dunkelberg is the chief economist for the National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB, former professor of economics at Temple University, former dean of the entire business school at Temple for I don't know how long, And he's a founder of an independent community bank. That makes him that puts an extra notch on his hero column, from as far as I'm concerned. And he's our good friend, Bill Dunkelberg. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you for that wonderful intro.
Well,
my line in these is usually is something like, "Thanks for that introduction. Of all my introductions, that was definitely the most recent."
Yeah, exactly. Did I ever tell you? You know, Bob McTeer used to be president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. He's still been a member of my brain trust for about as long as you have. And he invited me to come down and speak to a gathering of small business owners at his bank back in probably a dozen years ago. And he introduced me and he said, "Well, I've never heard Jim speak before. So if he's any good, let's get started. And if he's not, let's get it over with."
Well, that's good too. I like
that. We talk about a humbling introduction, as only Bob could do, by the way. Hey, Bill, thanks again for being here. Can we talk a little bit about the election? Your take on the election? You know, when I polled the audience, my audience, about two weeks before the election, I asked them, which party do you favor? Will you favor this election cycle? And 12% said Democrat. That was it. And one of the things that I have been talking to my audience about for a long time now is to consider being a single issue voter for their small business. And what do you think about what happened?
Well, I think the outcome was pretty much what we expected. It was really bigger than a lot of people expected. What does it do for us? That's an interesting question.
Mm-hmm. But don't you believe that small business owners had a big impact on this? That after all these years, the we're just tired of being beat down and held back and interfered with. Don't you think small business owners became a little more single issue voters for their small business this time?
Well, I certainly hope they did. We still had not a very good turnout nationwide, but that's not unusual when it's a non-presidential election. But that's what you have to do. You have to vote your interests on these kinds of things when you understand what they're doing. Remember that the top issues for these guys are health care costs and taxes and regulations and red tape and uncertainty about economic policy and Those are their top issues, and so they've got to vote for somebody who they think will at least try to fix some of these things.
Right.
That's what we need in order to get things going. So, you have to vote for somebody you think has the capability and the willingness to tackle these problems. And I think that's what voters did, and I'm sure that's what our small business owners did. Because according to the NFIB surveys, they're unhappy people about mm-hmm. where the economy's going and what's happening in it, and I'm sure that was the very important play.
And yet, in the meeting that the president had with the leadership the other day, not the economy never came up in their discussion.
Well, that's my concern, and I think a lot of people have expressed that concern. That it's really nice that the Republicans had the sweep that they had, but it really won't make any difference for the next 2 years. What will happen is the Senate will take up the 300-plus bills that the House has passed for the last 6 years, but they've been ignored by Harry Reid. They'll take those bills up and they'll pass some of them, probably a lot of them over the next couple of years, but pass a bunch of them, send them up to the president, and he won't sign them. He'll veto mm-hmm. them because they won't square with his view of what we should be doing. And if it doesn't care what the voters say too much, he thinks he knows what the right way is, the right path is, and he's going to do that. So we're still going to be stymied, I think, for a couple of years. The election was a good investment, of course, for the future, because look at the governors you picked up and the senators with six-year mm-hmm. terms and all of these kinds of things. So that'll be good, but how productive legislatively we're going to be for the next 2 years, you know, the answer is not very, unless the president really does change his mind and decide to get a few things.
Boy, that would be a great day in America if we could make that happen.
Hey, it would be indeed.
Bill, thanks for that great report. Hold on to that thought, folks. When we come back, we're gonna get Bill to give us a review of his index of small business optimism. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.